The flood of foreigners who've gone to fight for the Islamic State has gotten a lot of attention, but there's a much smaller stream of men and women going to join the fight against ISIS, including a 49-year-old surfer from Florida with no military experience. It's not just Americans. There are Canadians, Germans, Brits, probably a few dozen in all. Our friend Laura Lynch at the CBC has been digging into the phenomenon from the Canadian perspective. Who is going from Canada, Laura?
Well, there are a variety of people going from Canada. A lot of them are former military veterans who have been fighting for Canada in Afghanistan, and their reasons for going are varied. They want to go over because they've seen the videos. They can't stand looking at the beheadings that ISIS has carried out. They're frustrated with what they see as the lack of an adequate military response on the part of Canada. The country sent over some planes to bomb ISIS. And they're also bored, quite frankly. They've come back from fighting active fighting in wars abroad, and they don't know what to do now. So they're signing up from a military perspective with military experience and wanting to go over. Then there are these other types, ones who have very little or no military experience at all, who are wannabes, who see an opportunity to have an exciting life over there. We have heard of several of them and talked to some of them who want to go over, who have tried to go over, who are wanting to sign up to go over. They have a bit more of a challenge in that they don't know what they're doing, quite frankly, on the battlefield. And some of the forces, the Kurdish forces who they want to fight with, don't particularly want those kinds of people. Others are willing to take them on, try to give them some basic training and put them out there. And that presents all sorts of issues.
Mm. At least one distinguished Canadian veteran has gone, a man named Dylan Hilliard. Does he fall into that I'm bored category?
I haven't spoken to him directly, but that may be part of what he is, the reason why he decided to go over. He is quoted as saying that he thinks this is some of the most important things he's ever done in his life. And he's actually shot some video of himself on the battlefield trying to do some trauma medical work on an injured Kurdish soldier. And Marco, when you watch the video, it throws up one of the immediate challenges is that he doesn't speak the language. Mm. So he's trying to help this guy and he doesn't know how to talk to him. So that is one of the obvious issues. Other ones are things like this. This gets a bit complicated, but stick with me, Marco. The YPG, which is one of the militias that's fighting against ISIS, a Kurdish militia, is affiliated with the PKK, which is a Kurdish organization considered a banned terrorist organization in Canada. I believe it is in the United States as well.
That is true.
So the question becomes, if a Canadian goes over there or an American and hooks up with the YPG and they're working in tandem with the PKK, are they in fact working with what we consider to be a banned organization? And would they face punishment or sanction for doing that?
And then there's this legal and ethical issue of what happens if one of these people who goes to fight ISIS from Canada meets another Canadian fighting for ISIS. I know you've put this question to some of the volunteers you've spoken with. What do they say?
Yeah, I talked to one young man who was getting ready to go just before Christmas, and he paused for a second, and he said that if he sees another Canadian across the battlefield and he's got his gun, he's going to kill him because he is the enemy. He had very little hesitation about that. I also asked him, Marco, what he would do if he was going to be captured by ISIS. And he said he would save a bullet in his chamber for himself, that he wouldn't allow himself to be captured by ISIS. So he had good, ready answers for those questions. But when it came down to some of these stickier legal questions, he hadn't really thought about all of that. And I suspect that for a lot of these people who want to go over, it's a long way between saying, I want to go over and fight against ISIS, and thinking through what all the implications of that really are.
The CBC's Laura Lynch in Toronto. Always great to speak with you, Laura. Thank you.
You're welcome, Marco.